Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The other day, I saw the new Berkshire Opera Festival production of Puccini's La Bohème. I realized why it's one of the most popular operatic works ever written. It may lack the depth of, say, Verdi's La Traviata or Bizet's Carmen, but it packs a punch. There's rarely a dry eye in the house for Mimi's farewell aria. What I didn't realize is that La Bohème, first staged in 1896, is a lesson for our era. The opera follows a group of creative bohemian types, hence the title, living and loving in Paris, which back then was a center of cultural ferment. Also, poverty. Those young artists were, literally, starving, even as a new aristocracy of commerce and finance was flaunting its wealth. Much like today's America, we have the worst economic inequality among large, rich democracies. We're also the only one without universal health care. France back then suffered both those problems, but it fixed them a few decades later. In today's Paris, artists and other culture makers are subsidized. Mimi's fatal illness would get treated for free. I saw something else on that stage, something I'd missed before. The artists and writers were poor not because they lacked talent or gumption, but because they didn't earn much for their work. Back then, even masters like Braque and Leger would barter for dinner with a painting, today worth millions. Van Gogh died penniless. Same for writers. It was a time of weak copyright laws, miserable royalties. Henri Murger, who wrote the book that inspired La Bohème, also died broke. Things have changed, even in the U.S., sort of. Graphic artists today make an average of $50,000 a year here, but that's if they work full-time for an ad agency or an animation studio. Self-employed painters and sculptors? Still struggling. The median full-time American writer, says the Authors Guild, earns barely $20,000 a year. Try living on that. No wonder Hollywood's writers and actors are currently on strike. They're getting squeezed by the studios, displaced by artificial intelligence. Meanwhile, people are buying fewer books, magazines, newspapers. Hey, the internet offers that stuff for free. If this goes on, culture as we know it will shrivel and die, along with civilization. And tomorrow's Shakespeare's, Van Gogh's, Puccini's will go to work for tech firms instead. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.